hands for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the service, Lord.
Amen.
And for the lunch we had and the time that we want to share here again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the strength, O Father.
Amen.
We have our strength and faith in you alone.
Amen.
You renew the strength of your eagles. Thank you, Father. Bless us through thy word.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we
pray.
Amen.
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 Let me sit there. God bless you. Yes. God bless you for staying back again.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just try to sing a song.
Amen.
And my throat has been very much shaking. Having spent 10 days standing, you know, the Fijians are very energetic people. Preaching there 2.5 hours of sermon. And for 10 straight days,
Amen.
That made 20 services. Richard told me yesterday, said you won't be able to sleep at night. And really, I didn't sleep. Because I slept in the aircraft. Amen. So I woke up today trying to hold my feet. But I thank the Lord. Seeing you, I'm strong and I'm happy. Amen. Now, this Psalm 91, just put it up. Put it up, Psalm 91. Verse 1, 2, and verse 1, 2, and 4. Psalms 91. I don't know if my voice will help me, but just try. Because it's a little classical.
Psalms
91. Just put 91. Bible, Psalm 91. Yes. Okay. I just want you to look at the wordings. So maybe if you like the song, then we can learn it during the week and sing it on Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
It is a guitar song. So, how many of you have sung Psalm 91? Okay. So let me sing. Verse 1, 2, and 4. 4 is the cross, and verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be the shield and buckler. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be the shield and buckler. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. So I think it's a guitar song. Yes, it's a little classical. But when I sit with the guitarist, we will sing it. Amen. So he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My simple subject this evening, or this afternoon, the ministry of the seven trumpeting angels. Amen. The ministry of the seven trumpeting angels. Let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. It's one of the controversial subjects that we have in this end time message. But we thank the Lord for the light of the hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. Scripture reads, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Now, we've read it so simple as it is, as it's written. But between verse 1 and verse 5, there are many years and many events, lots of events that had taken place, and we want to examine it. Because we know that the trumpets belongs to the Jews. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And this had confused the people, especially a very big group in Africa, that would tell you that, you see, because of Revelation chapter 8, as you see, it begins with 27 seals open and saw the silence in heaven. They saw seven angels holding the trumpet. So it means that the seventh seal is going to be focusing on the Jewish people. So that puts the bride out of the picture. That's a belief of a particular group. Amen. And you have to know these things, because people come up to talk about it. The internet is flooding with a lot of things. The internet is not a ministry. That's another thing we need to understand. Because if you just say, "I jump to depend on the internet," you get everything you want to get, and you get out. You get things until you get out. You have to know, you have to have something to hear something. Because you have to have that filter in you, so that when the floods come, you filter through, and then you take that which is of the Lord. Amen. But if you don't have, because you're not lining up properly, then there's going to be confusion. And God does not excuse you, because you were given the food. It's yours was to just eat. Glory be to God. So we find out that in Revelation chapter 8, the Bible is telling us that the seventh seal is open.
Right.
Now, when was this seventh seal open? The seventh seal was open right straight from when John was in Patmos. He saw it open. Amen. Now, because he saw it open, it is open. But let me make a little illustration of this opening of the seals. Okay, the seals in itself, it's the covering. The seal is something you use to either put a mark or a stamp so that nothing will touch what you are sealing. The seal itself is different from what is sealed. So if the seal is removed, there is still need to go into what has been sealed. You understand that? Okay? So I was making an illustration in Fiji that the seal itself is a message covering a message. There is a hidden message. For example, what we see in the seventh seal, we have two messages in the seventh seal, and it's glaringly clear. One is silent here in chapter 8. The first set of message that you're going to find is that between verse 3 and verse 5, you're going to find the thunders. They are written, they are hidden there. But it is also clear that the trumpeting angels are there about to blow their trumpets under the seventh seal. So it is for us to rightly divide which is which and which one is for us and what is the timing. So in focusing on the ministry of the seventh trumpeting angel, it is telling us that our time should have expired before these angels will begin to blow. And we have to look at it and prove that from scriptures. Amen. So, in Revelation chapter 10, if we will read that, just which is the very popular scripture for us in this time, the scripture says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet and as the pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders had uttered, and write them not." Amen. Amen. Seal up those things which the seven thunders had uttered, and write them not. Let me stop here. Now, the aspect that concerns us is that there is a chain of program that God is running to close up with the Gentile bride. And that chain of program in this last generation began with the shout, which we mentioned briefly in the morning. The shout ministry of Brother Branham that began about 1933 down to 56, whereby all he was accepted by nearly every kind of people. He went among the Hindus by invitation to the churches. Hindus came into his meeting in India. He went, Muslims came into his programs. The Catholics, oh, they were all there. The Orthodox, all evangelicals, they supported, they sponsored, because God was actually making the shout to let people know that God is rounding up with the Gentiles. And they came, they heard. And those that were ordained unto eternal life believed, and they killed him. The rest went out and follow what they are following. Even some that are in and also follow what they are following. But God also continued the program, because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 13 down to 17, 18, it tells us that the rapture, as God has drawn it to be, is for the living and the sleeping saints. And there is a key part there in this program. Neither the sleeping nor the living saints will go without the other. But together, are you following me? Together we will be here together before we are caught up in the air to meet the Lord. But for this program to take place, three phases. Number one, the shout. Number two, the voice of the archangel. Number three, the trump. Now, these three phases point to the ministry that God is going to use to prepare the bride up to bringing her home. Now, one is not enough. Neither will two be enough. But the first one, the shout message, is to bring you out of Babylon. That's why I said, if somebody will hear tonight the shout, that is when his own time of hearing the shout has come. There are many people who are not yet in faith. There are maybe Muslims, there are maybe denominational people. Whenever they hear the word to come out of that Babylon, shout has taken place to them. Amen. But then after the shout, there is need to come into the chamber and hear the voice of the archangel, which is the more difficult part for us, because it is the present one. What I'm trying to say in the morning, it's a more difficult thing because it is not in the past. We could look back to something and appreciate. It is not in the future. It is something that is happening now. So it's very difficult for somebody, except by the Spirit of the Lord, to humble his or herself, to key in and submit to such and such a ministry. And that is the ministry of the fivefold. Amen. Amen. But right after that, this mission of the fivefold is to prepare the bride so that they can accept the ministry of the trump. Because if you can't accept this, there is no way you can accept the other one. It's going to be difficult. Alright, because if I claim that I have everything I need, then I don't need anything. There is no space anymore for me to take something that God is going to send. But surely, God is not done with his program. If he was done with his program, then we wouldn't be here. Amen. And these news that are going about with the shaking of the earth and all the things that are happening will not be happening. It will be a different ball game. But he's still dealing with the bride. He's still dealing with the bride until the thunders will come. Now, if the thunders don't come and finish their ministry, Israel will not begin her ministry. That is 100% truth. So, let's look at it. First, I was looking at something with my Fijian brethren, which I also want to remind us. Some things that we may have known, we ought to know, but it's good for us to bring ourselves to remembrance. Amen. That in verse 3 and 4 of Revelation chapter 10, the Bible says, "And when and cried with a loud voice, as when the lion roared, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices." Now, even Brother Branham laid emphasis on this. He said that it was not a thunder that you say is an idea. It was not one thunder. He said it was seven consecutive thunders. They uttered their voices. So there are, again here, before we go into the trumpets, two things you have to know about the thunders. One, the thunders are in themselves entities, but they have voices. You have to differentiate the thunders from their voices. If you just say the thunders, so somebody will say, "Yes, the thunders are revealed to me." What do you mean the thunders are revealed to you? It is not the thunders that are, if you say the thunders are revealed to you, you are telling me that you know what the thunders are. And that alone does not settle the matter, because it is not about knowing the thunders. Mm-hmm. It is about knowing the voices, what the voices of the thunders uttered. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the fight today in the end time message is about the thunders, not about the voice. It's about the thunders, what they are. Oh, the thunders are revelation. The thunders are this. The thunders are revealed there. The thunders are in the message. Now, when you say the thunders are in the message, what are they? Are thunders seven trees? But we know there are seven. Amen? The Bible says seven thunders. So, are there seven revelation? Are the thunders seven revelation in themselves? Are the thunders seven wonders of the seven different rivers, or seven oceans, or seven different kind of trees, or seven different animals? What are the thunders? Then we go back, because God has got a pattern. He's the way he's walking. Amen. When he sent Cornelius to the angel to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius was praying, giving alms, expecting the Lord in a way to manifest to him. Not even Cornelius was not asking for an angelic manifestation. But when the angel came, he told Cornelius, "Send for one." And the one was not a tree. It was not a beast. It was a man. Why? In the program of redemption, I want you to look at it carefully. In the program of redemption, angels don't play the part of preaching. Can we believe that?
Right.
So now, we're going to understand that when we come to the trumpeting angels. Angels don't play the part of preaching. They are servants, as we said in the first message from some time ago here, they are servants and ministers to the bride, to the sons of God who are heirs of salvation. Praise the Lord. If you have salvation, God appoints angels to you, minister to you. That's your portion. But to preach, the angels won't do evangelism.
Right.
The angels are not the one praying for you. No. You do the prayer, you do the preaching, you do the worship yourself. They are just to minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we find out, brethren, that the thunders in themselves, whatever they are first, and let me go with them, whatever the thunders are, is different from the voices. The thunders had voices.
Yes.
And if we are Bible believers, the thunder had messages. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you have to hear, and there comes faith. If we have to hear, then it must need faith. And Brother Branham talked about rapturing faith. Now, if he talked about faith for salvation, he talked about faith for healing, then he talked about faith for rapture. Now, salvation is preached. True? Healing is preached. Then rapture must be preached. Now, rapture that is preached, we are preaching the prefiguration of what the rapture will be like. But when the thunders come, it is going to be direct. Praise the Lord. Our ministry, what God is doing right now, is to draw the bride into a close walk and an undistracted walk between Christ and the bride. So that Christ may be formed in you, not Paul. That Christ may be formed in you, not Abraham. That Christ may be formed in you, not your pastor. That Christ may be formed in you, not a foreign minister. That Christ may be formed in you. But how is it going to be done? It is the same Christ. It is the same Christ that is ministering through the ministry he has given today, that you will be able to beat all protocols and beat all distractions until Christ is fully formed in you.
Amen.
Then when you get to that place, you are no longer tossed about with doctrines. You are no longer tossed about with different conducts. Your mind has been shedded off all shadows, and Christ is formed in you. And you are able to, you have looked unto the author and the finisher, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, until there is nothing else. You come, this fivefold ministry is supposed to take you to a place until you don't see anything than Christ.
Amen.
And what is Christ? Except the Word.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Until you don't see anything.
Amen.
Then when we get to that place, then we can say that we are nearer than when we began.
Yes.
But in this attitude of distraction and self-pity and human respect, it can't work.
Mm.
It can't work. Until Christ is formed in you. Paul said he labored, he traveled, until Christ is formed in us. So we see that the thunders, like I said, have voices. They spoke. And when they did speak, John heard. Brethren, John heard. John heard and was about to write. But he was stopped from writing. And he was told to seal it till such and such a time. We are coming to that. Amen.
Amen.
So now, if we look at it, going back to chapter 8, let us see if these thunders are here. Because the seven seals hold the thunders. But does it hold the thunder alone? It doesn't hold the thunder alone. It also holds the trumpet. It also holds the trumpet. So let us see something here. Where will you be when these events will be taking place? Where will I be? Let's find out. In verse 2, and I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So, seven angels are standing, and trumpets have been given to them. What do they have to do? Just put in their mouth and start to blow. But again, God is not an author of confusion. The seven trumpets are not to be blown at once. They are blown at one after the other. Are you following me? So, but the first man, the first angel has refused to blow. He's waiting. Why is he waiting? Because another angel came up and stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. Look up a little. You know what a censer is?
Yeah.
That they, we still have it in the Catholic Church today. Do we have that here? Oh. What we do?
The Chinese, they have it.
The Chinese. Okay. This, yes. You see, they put it up like this. But you see, spiritually, amen. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Spiritually, that is going on. Because when the saints pray, they are offering incense to the Lord. The prayer of the saints goes to God. Amen. That's the truth. But we don't do this with our hands. We pray.
Right.
But in that prayer, the prayer is not, you are not praying to the pastor. Mm-hmm. Neither are you praying to your brother. You pray for, you pray with,
right,
but all to God.
Right.
So our prayers go to him. Correct? Now, when this is going on, the trumpeting angels have the trumpets in their hands, but none of them is blowing. Why? The saints, the bride, are on earth and they are praying. What kind of prayer are we talking about? I'm not talking about the selfish prayer that we are still praying now.
Yeah.
Trying to convince God it must be how we feel, what we want. Ah, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We hardly pray for the kingdom of the Lord to come. Because we want to get the next post in the office, we want to do this. Some people are waiting for get some promotion. Some people are waiting to travel for holidays. I've never been to Hawaii. I need to be there.
Yeah.
So if I don't go to Hawaii, the Lord should not come.
Yeah. Pray for a wife.
Yeah, pray for a wife. Yes. Ah, that is very important, brother. Don't miss the wife. So pray for the wife. Pray for the husband. I must marry my boyfriend before the Lord. Don't just come.
Yes.
When they're in the meeting, say, Lord, come quickly. Say, because he is married. Amen. So, all of this, but the believer comes to the place where your desire is nothing but the Lord in your heart. That doesn't mean you don't live a natural life. You live the natural life, but the natural life does not take you away from the bigger picture, which is the spiritual life. Amen.
Amen.
So, the Bible says in verse 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. Now, there's something the angel needs to do. He needs to return the answer back to earth. And that's what he did in verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And look at these events that took place. Number one, he said, and there were voices. We see this everywhere in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
Some appear three times. Some appear in three. Voices, thunderings, and lightnings. But this time, you talk about the Lord and his host, because it is the Lord. Actually, watch, the voices, the thunderings, and the lightnings, and the earthquake is actually the Lord coming down. It's actually the Lord coming down. But these entities went before him. Like when Jesus died, you had the voices, you had the rocks venting, you had the earthquake, you had darkness. It was a response from above. Are you following me? So now here is also a return. It's the Lord is about to show himself. You know, the silence in verse 1 is clear because it is about the coming of the Lord. And the silence is to keep it secret. In fact, to keep it double secret. There was no activity. There was silence. Amen. But these angels could not start blowing. Watch it. The angels waited until the voices, the thunderings, the lightnings, and finally, the Bible says, one earthquake. What earthquake is this? This is the same earthquake that all of us are anticipating and are waiting for. This earthquake. He said an earthquake. This is the same earthquake that we are waiting for that is going to hit California. This is the same earthquake. When it does happen, then it means that everything is folded for us. Praise the Lord. He said an earthquake. Only after that, you read the next verse. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. All the while they waited. Israel is going to come in the picture. But the bride has finished her program in verse 5. The Lord is done with the bride in verse 5. The voices we will hear. The thunderings we will hear. The lightnings we will see. And the earthquake we will witness. But not to our destruction. Because our change comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Our change does come. But watch this. These seven trumpeting angels. Let me show you also in Revelation chapter 7. Look at Revelation chapter 7. And after these things I saw four angels stand on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending up from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, still we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, brethren, if you look at Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 8, if you are just reading, it looks as if you are reading two different things. But there is a connection here. The seven trumpeting angels, their trumpets influence the ministry of the two witnesses on earth. When the two witnesses start to minister in chapter 7, they are actually going to be influenced by verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 12. That's when they are killed. Praise the Lord. And then let us look at it. Look at verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire, mingled with blood. And they were cast into the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up. And all green was burnt up. We are talking about global warming. Global warming. God has no global warming. God has global burning. Because they were burnt up. Amen. It's clear in his book. If you look at chapter 7, look at what the angel says in verse 3. Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our God in their foreheads. Now, it is the two witnesses. Here we see that it was an angel that said that, but the two witnesses, human angels, are on earth, ministering to Israel. They have to go through it. We don't have to go through it. They have to go through it. But there are some sympathizers amongst us. You wait with them. That's true. How are you sympathizing? The thing is, if you are not ready with the message that is given to you, God is no magician. He's going to leave you behind. Eternal life is no guarantee for the rapture. You have eternal life. That's true. But you have to be ready. They were all virgins. They were all virgins. Correct? So, outwardly, They were all qualified. But what made the difference? The oil. Not just oil. They all had oil. They had oil. Please, if you be sincere, bring it to the picture of your death, because God is not writing to trees, He's writing to humans. If you are sincere, bring it to your life. Bring it to the day you are living now. What is oil? What is extra oil? What do you have that other people have and then you have extra? Or what do you have and other people have and they have extra you don't have? You check. The ministry of God is not hanging on healing. No. You can get healing even outside.
Yes.
There are oil sellers out there. People are getting healed. If you put your faith on the wall, you can get something. That's where your faith is. After all, we have doctors and nurses. They give us tablets and we feel good. Without prayers. Correct?
Yes!
Don't say, even they are now the miracle workers. The doctors and nurses are now the miracle workers of our day. But that has not changed God, who God is. He has not changed who God is.
Amen.
The ministry of God is not hanging on deliverance.
Right.
The ministry of God is not hanging on good works. The ministry of God is not hanging in gatherings. Listen, you can gather, but you don't have fellowship. Because the fellowship we are talking about is with the Father and with the Son, right. Jesus Christ. And if it is with the Son, Jesus Christ, then His ministry must be on ground.
Amen.
Amen. If the ministry is not on ground, then there's a problem. It's a gathering. Yes. Hallelujah. The ministry of Christ is not hanging on prayers. Prayer is good. We pray. We pray. I thank the Lord because in our little fellowship, the Lord has used us in prayers to help a lot of churches.
Amen.
Amen. Our people are eager. When we hear that there is a problem, a brother is passing through this, people are ready to come out and spend the whole night. 3 nights they are not going home. They are going to stay there and pray until we find out that it is well.
Amen.
Because that's what we have to offer. If we had more, we would send. But that's what we have to offer. Then we offer that. But the ministry of Christ is not hanging on prayers. The ministry of Christ is hanging on the word of God.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So you find out that these two witnesses will be on ground, and their ministry will be influenced by the trumpeting angels. They blow, the activities are taking place. What they preach, the angels blow, and the thing reflects on the earth. Because when it is when the ministers are preaching, these two men are preaching, the angels also blow, then their blowing activate those things on earth. Trees are burnt up, the water is boiling, women will not be able to go and go naked by the beach any longer, because they would have heard news that the beach is frying people up. Yes, it will be one day, a day that will not bring another, that somebody will jump into the sea, jump in by the beach, and then she jumps in and gets fried. And then the others will hear and go and tell them, no, you don't need to go naked again in the beach. The beach is frying people up. The sharks will be coming out. You think that they are running to eat you. No, they are trying to live. They want to survive outside the sea. But the Bible says things will die. Everybody is going to stink. Yet, it will not turn people away. Sin. Unbelief is powerful when you are not looking at the word of God. Unbelief holds tight when you are not looking at the word of God. The only deliverance to unbelief is to turn to Him and turn to Him. You come to Him and you allow Him to save you. Hallelujah. So, look at it. These trumpeting angels, they are sounding. The first angel sounded in verse 7. The second angel sounded in verse 8. It says, and when the second angel sounded, and it, as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. You know what that is? Volcanic eruptions. The mountain explodes. Now, with the mountain exploding with its heat into the sea also will take over. It said, cast into the sea, and all that were in the sea that had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. So it does not only destroy marine aquatic life, it also destroys even marine business. So the earth is going to come to a halt. But you see, that will not change the heart of men. Because suddenly people will just begin to think it's just a season. And in all of this, they don't know, because the rapture does not take so many people as you think. How many people do you think will go in the rapture in Singapore? And who told you that people will know when the rapture takes place?
Yeah.
Only those that it concerns will know. They won't know ahead of time. They will know ahead of time. But even their close relatives may not know. They won't just find out, because it's not going to be convenient for them to start asking. Even right now, are people asking for their neighbors? They are not.
Right.
You don't know that your next door neighbor has not opened the door for 3 days. You don't know.
Right.
We're so busy. The block, the love, the, what do we call it? Paul called it something. Natural affection has frozen up.
Yes.
And even in the face of global warming, natural affection has frozen up. Nobody is talking about that.
Right.
Love for humanity is dead. Then, how do we get love for the spirits? It's very far. So the rapture takes place, and people are going about their normal business. They are doing their normal thing, and nobody knows. Oh, where is this? He's just a summer. Maybe he went for his business, his usual business. He has gone to Hong Kong, and then maybe the strike is holding him there, and Japan is having problems. Maybe his flight has gone down to Dubai. They just sit down and guess. And yet, but their faces should be glued to the television set and the internet, because there is problem. America is shouting. Israel will be shouting. In Europe will be shouting. Africa, they will be shouting. They will be shouting everywhere. There will be disturbance everywhere. But nobody will look at it, because saints of God, fulfillment of the word of God does not come exactly as it is written. That's true. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. John never shouted in the wilderness. Yes, he cried, but how many people heard him? It was not, who told the priest? It was those little girls going to fetch firewood and going to get something in the wilderness that heard, said that they saw one man who is not feeling well. And the priest came to do rehabilitation for him. Then they met him preaching. They didn't care. How many of them went back to the one street and said, could this be the voice of one kind in the wilderness? They didn't care.
Right.
Same thing in this generation. I mean, some of us read the Bible, isn't it? Well, if you read the books of Kings, how many of you have taken time some years back and read the book of Kings, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, how the kings came and they did evil, and you'll be annoyed when you are reading. Say, why did they do evil? Why could they copy this man? Why are they doing evil? But bring it to your day.
Right.
Amen. Because you think evil is killing somebody. Evil is not just killing somebody.
Amen.
Evil is disobedient to truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As simple as that. When God calls that evil, it's more evil to him. When the way of life is given to you, and you spurn it, you overlook it, you ignore it. You damn the consequence and go your way. Praise the Lord. But you see, these two witnesses are on earth. They are ministering to the Jews. The bride of Jesus Christ is not on ground. She is taken away because the thunders had manifested to her. It is called the Trump ministry. Listen to me. I'm going to read something from Brother Branham, but let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want you to compare these two scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to include verse 49, so let me read from verse 47 to just give us a little background while I also prepare what I want to read from here, just to clarify, because to some of us, I know if you are a believer here, we don't have problems, but this message is not here in prophetic revelation alone. Many people hear out there and they say, is it saying this thing? Where did the prophet say this and that? Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will show him one or two places, but let me read this first. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Let me make a statement. There was evil in the world before Adam was created. That's true. But the evil did not come in the body of man. That came through the woman. Amen. And the fall. Now, if that fall did not come, the issue of thunders will not be a problem. It was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, it said, now man is become as one of us, knowing to know good and evil. Now, before he stretched forth his hand and touched the tree of life, there was a column there. It's as if God was speaking and suddenly he just stopped and he didn't finish what he was saying. In that very verse, the thunders were hidden. And scripture continues. In all of the things that have been happening, the greatest program of God is with that seven thunders. It is this ministry that is commonized today that is leading the bride to that place. We are the ministry of the fivefold brings about perfecting of the saints. You know, perfecting is a continuous word. It's that you are building up, because once you are built up to know that you just need Christ and Christ alone. When you grow up to the fullness of the perfect stature of the image of Christ and the stature of a perfect man as was drawn. So it's good I started here. In verse 48 it says, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Verse 49. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Because the Trump message will bring the change. Watch this. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is die, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Take note of this word. As the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, this last trump, this message, at the last trump, do you find it different from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? Amen. As the preacher was trying to prove that there are different messages, it does not relate. Please, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look at the message again. And see if Paul is not kind of repeating himself here. It says, verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent. Other scripture says precede. Mm-hmm. Other scripture says hinder them which are asleep. We are not going before them. They are not neither are they going before us. Now watch. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. By this statement, people have made with Abraham God, the Lord. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout. No. The Lord descended. But when he descends, and if the Lord speaks in his glory, how many can stand? So he needs a human ministry. And then he chose the prophet, a son of man, by which the son of man, revelation of the word, was revealed. Amen. And that came to us. Then the second phase, he said, with the voice of the archangel. The mighty angel, the archangel, is none other than Christ. Amen. He's not talking about any man anywhere. Praise the Lord. But the archangel, the mighty angel, is the Lord Jesus Christ. But how many do you think? God is not an angel. That's what you must know. But he says, the Lord himself shall descend with the voice of the archangel, with the voice of a mighty angel. And in this voice, he is having a direct intimacy with the bride. And it's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the heart. God does not want to turn your head. God does not want to move your hand. God wants to change your heart.
Amen.
For it has always been that the people follow him with the mouth in the Old Testament. But their heart was away from him. So he is looking for the heart. So the mighty angel comes in and there is a fellowship. There is a private fellowship. Brother Abraham said that this kind of ministry will not be popular. He said it. He said it will be popular. It will be popular, but it will do the work. In the message, as I was with Moses, he said Joshua actually had a more difficult task than Moses. Why? Why would Joshua? Why do you look at the Bible and say that Joshua has a more difficult task? Joshua, we know Joshua, one of us. How can Joshua? Joshua was with Moses going to the mountain. But Joshua never went to Moses to meet God.
Right.
He only waited some part of the mountain. He could wait there. And when his water finished, he stayed. And Joshua never said anything. But after the death of Moses, God spoke to Joshua, not the people.
Brethren,
there was also Caleb. He was a faithful man. It was not about being faithful. It was about God's choosing.
Yes.
The two that came out from Egypt that landed in the promised land were the fivefold ministry and the bride, represented by Joshua and Caleb.
Yep.
And that's the two. That's the two. To be merged as one. One. The fivefold ministry represents the head gift of Christ. Caleb represents the body gift of Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Without the head, the body has no identity.
Right.
Then without the body, the head cannot make expression.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The body, the head must lead the body. You can see your hand. Your hand points. But without your brain, your hand does not point.
Right.
Without your brain, your legs does not move.
Right.
And that is Christ. And the bride and the body. The garment shall be upon his shoulder.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shoulder being the body. The beginning of the body. But the government is the head.
Amen.
So Christ, the voice of the archangel, in intimate relationship with the bride, heart to heart talk. Now in that heart to heart talk, there is no intermediary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hallelujah. Thanks a lot.
So,
I want to say, you know, I've sat with other ministers. I don't want to call them names. Whatever they believe, I have respect for them. I tell people, pulpit is free for whoever wants to preach there, but they hardly come to preach. A sister was telling me, oh, she was in contact with one of the ministers she saw on the YouTube preaching in our assembly. People like that are free, they come because they believe the Bible. We don't hinder them from anything. Preach anywhere you want to preach. I have ministers who come and they quote from morning till night. It doesn't disturb them. But when they finish, we will bring it back to the Bible. Or else the people are lost. They don't get it. No. And the minister asked me, Brother Nice, what is the secret that you are able to go to this place and so many people come baptizing? What's the secret that you have 13 Assemblies of God pastors? 18 Seventh Day Adventists and many more Methodists coming, ministers coming? Then I said, I told them about William Brown. He said, no, we told them that they will not see us for a second meeting. I say yes. I told them from the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's stretching His right hand to His bride. In that right hand, He's got seven stars. He makes them attractive. You know, Paul was attractive. His ministry was attractive. He could send aprons from his body and it will be taken far, and healing took place. That was an attraction, but that was not the whole thing. The healing caused the people to turn aside and say, what is this? Then the word was spoken to them. This Paul went to Athens. On the mast hill, only worshippers of Mars climbed there. He also climbed. But was he worshipping Mars? No. Then when he got there, on that hill, he stood on Mars hill and echoed to the people and told them they were superstitious. And they didn't stone him. Approach. When you are sent by God, God has a people that will give you attention. And majorly, we ourselves will miss it. We are looking for leaders, preachers, but that's not God's audience. God is looking for a simple lady, a simple bride, not the people who claim to have known. Those who know can't learn. Hallelujah. You look at the ministry. The boldness of Luther was an attraction to many who had questions but were not bold enough to ask. When they saw Martin Luther, one man standing against the forces of Rome, it was an attraction and people came to him. Then the healing wings of Christ in the ministry of Brother Brown was a great attraction. With what Brother Brown did, don't you think all the world should be anti-message people? No, they are not. They are not. Even those who claim to believe, they were there plotting the death of Brother Brown. Right. Yes, sir. They were. Put your knees in your secret place and pray. All these men you respect, their hands are not clean. I'm sorry to say that, but I should say it. That's the truth. If you are in the spirit and read the messages, especially in some places, you will feel some kind of resistance. Even from the way the prophet spoke, you will know that he was careful of the environment he was. He was a wise man. He gave people the answers according to their hearts. John did that too. It was not the first time. Jesus also did that. Jesus said to the rich man, go to your church. Keep the law. Keep the commandments. Until he said, I've done that and nothing worked. Then he told him his answer that he knew he would never accept. It was a way of saying, don't come. It's not made for you. Go sell all your goods and follow me. Then the man had to find an example of those following him. He looked at Peter. And Peter at that time hit his head and dust came out and said, wow, is this what I'll be following? Because if you come, you're not going to line up behind Jesus. You're going to go back behind Peter, who is leading. Peter can't give you that chance.
Right.
And he looked at him. The Peter was disorganized. And the man said, me follow them. No. I'll go my way.
Right.
Amen. He had to go his way.
Yeah.
How many people have sourced and enjoyed the feeding of the multitude, the healing, the Brown's campaign, and yet even some persons that were healed were not even believers today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're not believers today. So don't get deceived. God is not into that.
Yeah.
The word of God, brethren, if it is not given to you, you just need to stand up in the morning and give thanks to the Lord how that God has given you an ear to hear. Not this one, but an ear in the heart.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Verse number 16, see with me. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Until the trump of God, it measures exactly back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Right.
Until the last trump. No change for the body,
Right.
Then, when we hear the last trump and the change comes, it is coming to those who hear the trump.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, I cannot jump from the shout to the trump.
No.
Sooner than possible. How is God going to walk? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So many have said, we've heard the trump. I was somewhere in Congo, and a Nigerian lady was married to by a minister, a Liberian minister. And we see this kind of mockery everywhere. And then somebody, you know, I was seated there, it was 31st December, I can't forget, of that particular year. And first day, she said, oh, we have a brother here, Brother Nice is not revelated. You know what that means?
Uh-huh.
Does not believe that the thunders are revealed. Amen. And I was glad to stand up and say, yes, yes, I am the one I don't believe. Because I'm not ashamed of what I believe.
Amen.
Amen. So I stand up there. Then this lady came up. Praise the Lord, she's giving a testimony. I just want to thank the Lord for the seven thunders, oh Lord, hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for the revelation of the seven thunders. I said, oh my heart. And she said all of that. After the meeting, I walked up to her. I said, sister, give me the seven thunders. She said, what? Give you? I said, you have it. You just testified a while ago that they were revealed to you. She said, no, I say what other people say. I say what other people say, and it's so it's a joke to you.
Yeah.
I say what other people say, and I ask her, what did you believe by before you got married to this your husband? What did you believe? He said, we just believe. He mentioned who our pastor was, and I said, I know your pastor doesn't believe that. So now, do you know that that is deceit? You have to say what they say. May God not allow us to be in that kind of situation.
Right.
Where people come up and just say certain things. Be careful. They say certain things and you just say, yeah, you just laugh over it. Don't do it. He did. I was in the Philippines, and a particular man, he had a resort in Kabadbaran. So the pastor took me there. Things Pastor Lito, he took me there. And he said, oh, this man said, since you are coming, you are preaching, you should take 2-3 days and rest here. I was glad for the offer. and I was going to go fishing, you know. I never know how to swim and I'm fishing. Well, I went there and gave me a nice place to stay. And he told me, yeah, your ministers come here and they stay here. So it means he knows some friends or preachers of the entire message. I said, good. So after 2 days, he came. He said, oh, I was just very busy in the farm. So he came himself with me. It was in the morning about 9. And one of the brothers in church, maybe a deacon, came up with him. And oh, brother, nice. And this man came boldly. He's an elderly man in his late 70s. Either from an Irish citizen. So he said, you know, I met some of your former preachers. I told them, because I read a lot about William Branham, I think that man has some psycho problem. And this, he just, as before he could finish that, I yelled at him, keep short, sit down. Who are you to say that? And the man froze where he was. He held his head and said, you can't have heart attack, you have ear attack. You don't open your mouth to talk anyhow. If you told other ministers at the kept quiet, you don't tell me that. Yes, I have black skin, but it's a black one that can choke you. Amen. You don't say that about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he said, first of all, started by, this your faith, this thing about Jesus, and this your preacher, William, what's you call his name? I even gave him the name. William Brand said, no, you know, they had psycho issue. So I'm trying to figure out who are they, Jesus and Brother Brown had psycho issue. Because you have a resort, and you have brought me here 2 days to give me fresh fish. Then you could say anything you want to say. He doesn't want it. And the man sat down. I didn't say anything, he left. But that evening he came, he attended the meeting, and he listened. But every time other ministers came, he would just come, give them resort, give them fish to eat, and he would say those things as a mockery and go away. They wouldn't say anything. Don't sit still, for God is going to require from us these things.
Right.
Do not join the multitudes to do evil.
Right.
If it's not okay, stand up, just walk away. Simple. If you can't say anything, don't sit as though you accept it, as if it's okay. Praise the Lord. So the last trump, he calls it the last trump. This last trump must take place, brethren, before the seventh trumpeting angel will start to minister. Now the seventh trumpeting angels actually don't minister on earth. They are not earthly beings that are seen. Amen. What is on ground are the two witnesses. And they will minister for 3.5 years. And they stop at the sounding of the fourth trumpet. Are you following me? When that takes place and they are killed, those that they have sealed, what is the sealing? The sealing is still the word of God upon the heart, upon the 144,000. The 144,000, like the Joshua of those days, will run the remaining course before the Lord comes with us, with his bride.
Amen.
So the ministry of the seven trumpeting angels run that course. But just to show us that it has nothing to do with the bride. They wait until the thunders are issued and the bride are taken out of the earth. Then, it is said there, they start to minister. And as they are ministering, whatever they are blowing is reflecting on nature on earth. Nature will be altered. The sea will be touched. The mountains will be hit. The trees. Things will happen. There will be bitterness in the sea. Water will turn bitterness. Bitter. Things will happen. Nature will be altered. But brother, I want to tell you, the heart of man is so wicked that it does not change them.
Yes.
It does not change them. We have a glorious visitation that God in his love had descended into a human being in the person of Jesus Christ for the salvation of mankind. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Yes.
Now remember, God is reconciling the world to himself. He is not reconciling nature as you think. When they say the world, they say, oh, God is reconciling the roots. God is reconciling the paths. God is reconciling the trees. What God came to reconcile is you and I. When we are at peace with the Lord, nature will find their rest.
Yes.
That is the truth. But if we are not at peace with the Lord, nature will still be under turbulence as they are today. More difficult times are coming. Things are happening. We cannot even help the situation. Things are happening. More things are going to happen, going to the wrong direction. But I want to tell us, we must stay together. And what will knit us together is none other than the truth.
Amen.
Not deceit. Pray, stay together in the word of God.
Amen.
Young people, you need to come together. Take the chance that the Lord has given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take the chance that the Lord has given to you. Come together. Look at the word of God. Pray together. Study together. Sing together. Be together. Because outside, there's cold. The cold of the devil is out there. You're already hot. Those of us that are grown elderly than these other younger ones, they should look up to you and know that, oh, let me see how my brother, how my sister, how she's walking. You need to leave something behind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not straight, how can you correct the younger ones that are coming?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of the attitude of the parents have put the children in problems. And now it's already too late.
Mm.
When you sit down before your children and tell a lie, don't forget, they know that you have lied.
Mm.
And they look at you, you put a smile behind the lie.
Mm.
That's the signature you are signing on it. It is sealed. Tomorrow, you will be lied to. And somebody somewhere will not think it as an offense. It is a family trend. It has come to stay. And by the time we'll be looking for a way to reverse it, it will be too late. But come unto him who is able to redeem us from such destruction. God is able to redeem us from such and such destruction. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So finally, I want us to look at that scripture in chapter 8 of Revelation. Just thank the Lord that we're able to stand up today and for the time. Now look at it. I just want to clear some things in that verse 5 finally. We are waiting for that now. Look at it. And the angel of the Lord, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and there were thunderings, and there were lightnings, and an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, there is something you have to watch here. We can look at what has taken place to peep to see what is going to happen. Remember, when Jesus died, the Bible says that some phenomena took place that shook the world. But to those people who were there, I don't think it shook in Africa. It shook where it happened, the Holy Land. They rejected the Holy One. And nature cried out. A few days from there, when Jesus resurrected, the dead came out of their graves. Now watch this. When the dead came out, they did not go in the rapture. Neither did they go back to the grave. That place called Abraham's bosom was sealed. In fact, it was removed from there.
Yeah.
The Bible says, when they resurrected, they appeared only in the city of Jerusalem. They were not in Galilee. Now, that's to tell us a lot of things, that Jerusalem is that place where the footstool of God was originally and is. The original place where man first of all saw the light of the day. That was the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
It's written in your scriptures. Great is the Lord, Psalm 48. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. In the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. The side of the north. The city of great kings. It is written there. It is written. It is the Beulah land. It is the married land. It is written. It is the footstool of Yahweh. Amen. If Adam, Noah, all of them, Methuselah, they woke up from that particular grave where they were many years, Abel, and they did not wake up and go to another place, something should draw your attention. Like I said, a man stands up from where he falls. Amen. And Adam stood up from Jerusalem and walked around. The Bible says they showed themselves 40 days. Yes, because if Jesus showed himself 40 days, they didn't do less. Listen, they did not go before him. Why? Do they know the way? They don't know. He was the way. They could not go before him.
Amen.
They did not go back to the grave. That has been sealed. Because today, believers among us are sleeping. The ones say dying. They are dying. They are sleeping. But when they sleep, their body may be destroyed. But their spirit man does not go down into the belly of the earth. No. But that is not so with one that is not born of the Spirit of God. When a natural man dies, his flesh goes in the grave, just 6 feet. But his spirit, soul, body man descend deep down to the belly of the earth. That's where he belongs. He will wait there. And the rest of the dead live not again after 1,000 years expire. Only then shall all the dead come up to be judged. But for those who have received the light of the word of God, whose soul has been redeemed by, whose spirit soul has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, there's no place for you down there. If at all we are going to sleep. So Paul is saying, it doesn't matter if we sleep, it doesn't matter if we are awake or alive, the thing that is important is that both the living and the sleeping saints will meet, unite together to be with the Lord. Our place is with the Lord.
Amen.
So watch this. If Jesus resurrected, and that itself was a message, and showed himself with all infallible proofs as scripture is saying for 40 days. And thereafter, he was taken away. Remember that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he never showed himself to anybody that never believed him. He never showed himself to the Pharisees. Never. He didn't need to do that.
Right.
He never showed himself to Herod to say, oh, Herod will say, oh, I missed. I'm sorry. No, I didn't actually want to kill you. I'm sorry. Now, I believe. There was no need for that. If you cannot believe in this time that is given to you, you have missed it.
Right.
you have missed it. There is a ministry likened unto that of Melchizedek that is on the earth right now.
Amen.
Amen. That ministry of Melchizedek said that this Christ, this Jesus, is made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. It's not the Aaronic thing, but this is an eternal priesthood that has been given. That's why those in the faithful ministry are not trained to be, they are called to be from their mother's womb. So you don't judge a faithful ministry person by his wife. You don't judge a faithful ministry person by his family. You don't judge a faithful ministry person by, you judge by the work. Where is the standing? By the word and his life. You got to look at the life. Amen. You got to look at the life. Everything must stand straight for it to go. Because we are talking about the now thing. Just this now. So watch it. This particular group of persons who resurrected with the Lord Jesus Christ, they were with him. But do you notice when scripture says in Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 9 and to 11, and he was parted up, Peter, James and John never saw any other people. They only see Jesus. So do you need the scripture to write to you that they were taken up? You don't need the scripture to write that to you, because if they were resurrected and you know that the graves being open, nobody resurrected to go back there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So they were taken up in the place. They were kept in paradise. Hallelujah. They were taken up to paradise. But what you need to understand is that they could never go before him.
Mm-hmm.
Two scriptures I want to read just to confirm that. Just for you to have scripture to back that up. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. It's a stretch. It talks to us and as well as to them. Look at this. It says in verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
Right.
That in all things he might have the preeminence. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The firstborn from the dead. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. They could not go before him because they don't know the way. You cannot go ahead of the way. The way takes you. The way leads. You follow. And the way is a present way. You cannot walk in the way of yesterday. That's true. You don't walk in history and say, oh, you know, when I was in 1542. When were you in 1542? When I was running in my great grandfather's loins, who told you? Amen. You can't be saying that, but you testify that same which was there is here, and the proof is that you are here with it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it is clear that Jesus Christ, everything consists in him. He is the one that issues out the ministry. The Lord descended with a shout. It was Christ's ministry in the prophet William and Abraham. And there's nothing like that that the world has experienced. A great shaking. Humble, but it was a great shaking. Even as Abraham was moving from stage to stage, it was difficult for the people. He had to explain everything he was doing. The evening message came, the evening light. Then it went up to the midnight cry. Go out! I thought it's supposed to be come out. Amen. Because the messenger was not in their mess. He was not in their sleep. The messenger came from outside. Scripture confirms it, that the word of God does not come from the church, it comes to the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Amen.
2 verse 13, 31. It says, the word of God does not come from you, it comes to you.
Right.
So therefore, the prophet was outside, the messenger was outside. Come ye out! That's the shout. Come out! And it's echoing till now. Come out. Come out. Come out until I heard. Come out. Come out. Come out until you heard. I saw you when you heard. I was there. Come out. Come out. Come out until some of us here were hearing. We heard at different times. Amen.
Amen.
But the message today is not come out to you because you've already heard that.
Yes.
So you don't start saying that. No. Then we come here every day and say, brother, come out. What are you coming out from again? You're already out. Sister, come out. What are you, where are you? Why am I coming you out? To where?
To where?
You have heard that. What's the next thing?
To meet him.
To meet him.
Yes.
He said, go out to meet him. Now, the old story. It's as if we tell this story every time.
Mm-hmm.
But if a lady is betrothed to a man that he has not seen, do you think she gets tired of talking about him?
No.
No. Especially when the man is sending gifts. She doesn't get tired. Where will I meet him? Where will I meet him? Then the messenger is there saying, you also meet him, but he's a very tall man. You have to look up to him.
Amen.
Amen. Then she goes, is he as tall as you? No, he's taller than I. Then immediately her attention is removed from the messenger.
Yes.
She's eager to get to the man. This was what Eliezer was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing Rebecca all the while in the field, on the road. It was rough. You know, she was already wearing a gown. And you believe that? She was wearing something that looks presentable to meet her Lord, her master, her husband. And she was put in that lofty place. And as she was coming, the messenger was giving her the message of the bridegroom. Amen? But it was not in full. It cannot be in full. Don't tell me he can't be in full. The pride, the messenger cannot touch her. Can only make gesture with hands pointing. That's true. Cannot even touch her head. No. Cannot unveil her. No. Cannot kiss her. No. But he's giving her hope. Hope to wait to meet that which she has been hearing. There is what we have been hearing. It's going to be revealed very soon.
Amen.
When the thunder strikes, sense of God. There are many things we need to talk about that. Talk about the new name. Talk about the rapturing faith. Talk about the ministry of the bride. We've not had it yet. Let's not pretend to have had it. No. There's a ministry that is coming. It's not a ministry of you praying for somebody. No. It's you receive it, but you can't pass it to any other person. It's not a transferable ministry. This message of the trump, of the thunders, is not something you can transfer. It is for you and for you. But you have to receive it. The seven thunders will utter their voices. They have uttered their voices, but that voices will be revealed. That's what I'm talking about. They are not re-uttering, but we are going to get the revelation of their utterance. Eliezer led. When they got to the open field, take note of this. Open field. She was the one who saw the man, not the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, if we bring it to our day, the messenger somehow died. But before he died, he said, he pointed the man.
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, This word of God cannot be your enemy.
Yes.
It cannot go in the shelf and be replaced by something else. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. But whatever preacher is preaching and cannot point us there, then there is a problem.
Right.
In all the messages of Brother Brown, the quote I wanted to give you is paragraph 251, 252 of the Seven Church, the Seven Revelation of the Seventh Seal. Amen. Whatever message he preached, he never failed to point to Christ. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever message that was preached by the prophet, he never failed to point to Christ. I'm going to read something from 248 and then get back to you. But let me finish what I was saying with this woman, Rebecca. Taking her, she was the one, because she was in a lofty height, she saw, who is this man? Who? She doesn't know him. Who is this man that is coming out from the field to meet us?
Mm-hmm.
Man just went directly and said, no, that is the bridegroom. That is my master. He didn't tell Rebecca what to do. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, Rebecca, go and meet him. He called her from her father's house. The message is not going to change.
Right.
You can't fumble around the sermon books and bring a new message. Nothing. It's a pointer. No matter how you turn it and twist it, it's still going to be a pointer. As John the Baptist forerun my first coming, so am I sending with a message to forerun my second coming. Are you going to change that? He told her in her father's house. And the father asked her and the brothers, are you sure you're going to follow this man? Where they are going, there's no Chinese noodles. And she said, she just heard. That's why faith comes by hearing. She just heard. It's a big challenge to us, brethren.
Yeah.
It's a big challenge. She just heard. She has not seen. We have some history. We have some testimonies. There was nothing about her. She said, I will go. She doesn't know if the man is an amputee.
Mm-hmm.
That people will marry from Facebook. The man shows his face, and the lady says, ah, yeah, what? Then get there and see that he has got no legs. It's happened, many in Nigeria like that. Because those who scam become scammed. That's the reward of life. She said, I will go. And she followed. And when they got there, they said, who is this man that is coming to meet us? The messenger said, it is the bridegroom. It is your husband, your Lord, my master. And she came down from the candle. You know, she had to hold her clothing away because struggle begins. Find out yourself. That's where we are. The ministry of the fivefold is to help you find out yourself. Not stories. It brings you into reality. It's very difficult. So she came out to run. And she's running, going up in the field. And you could see, maybe she steps on serpents without knowing where she's going. Because her focus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. She has started this faith by hearing. And she wants to finish it with what she has heard to confirm it by touching.
Amen.
And she's running. Running forward, going with all her might and all her strength and everything she had. And the Isaac was coming. And they met. So, I guess if you read the story, Isaac said, Eliezer and the camel. In fact, the camel that carried my wife. All of us, we're going to sleep all of us tonight in one room. I want to appreciate you by coming into the room and sleep with us there in the room. Isaac did not even take her to Abraham that day. No. So he took her and took her into her mother's house. Where is his mother's house? Here on earth. A type. That's where the marriage goes on. We are actually having marriage here, but the supper will be up there. The intimacy is here. When you come in contact with the word, when you grow into maturity, when the fullness of Christ is properly formed in you, when you are free of all the discrepancies, when you are free of all human fear, free of eye services and what men will say and what they will think, when you are free of that, when you are able to look at Christ, it is between you and him. Hallelujah. Just let me read this, where it brings the two things that are in that seventh seal as one. I don't think that people are actually following what I'm talking about. People are actually following in this entire message. I pray that the Lord will help people. There are many sincere people, but they are sincerely wrong. In paragraph 43, it says, and now, as certain as I stand in this platform tonight, I had a revelation of that revealed, and it's a threefold manner that I want to speak to you by God's help. Now, the way Brother Brown speaks here, he speaks as though that he has gotten the revelation. And so the people have built their mind, and when they got there, told them that I had something in my own tongue, I can't figure it out.
Right.
And they just went. Then, for them not to be ashamed, they say, he has revealed it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It's not something you feel.
Right.
It must be preached.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is preached, it will be revealed to it to be preached.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Then he said, what happens? Those seven thunders that he heard. He's talking about himself, John. It was forbidden to write. That's what the mystery is. Laying behind those seven consecutive thunders.
Yes.
Consecutive thunders rolling out. Consecutive thunders rolling out. I just go straight to where it matters. Listen, it says in 2:5 where I mentioned, when seven angels came forth to sound their trumpets, there was one thunder. Now, I think language play. There was one thunder. He's trying to express something to differentiate between the seven angels and the thunders. Then he said something. When Israel was gathered, meaning that Israel was gathered also by the message that was reflecting that seven trumpets on earth, which are the two witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When Israel was gathered, there was a trumpet. So he said a trumpet. When time shall be no more, the last trumpet, one thunder. But 5:5. Here is straight thunders. Seven straight thunders. Right in a row. Brother Brown counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That perfect number. Seven thunders in a row. Uttered, not making just one. Seven. He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 straight. The heavens could not write that. Heavens cannot know it, anything about it. Nothing else. Because there is nothing going on. It's a relaxing time. And it was so great till it was kept secret from the angels. Brethren, the seven thunders are different from the seven trumpets.
Right.
The seven thunders is for the bride. But when the thunder do their works in the bride, the last reflect back. And that's what activates the trumpets. Because there's a connection. You can draw from the thunders, from the from the trumpets coming back. In fact, from the veils, the last trumpet brings the seven veils. Remember?
Right.
So you can start from the veils. From the veils, come back to the trumpets. From the trumpet, back to the thunder. From the thunder, back to the seals. From the seals, back to the stars. The stars back to Christ. It is the same seven spirits that run all this course. The same seven spirits that run all this course. And so God does not lift up any man above his word.
Amen.
Love the Lord. Amen. Love the prophets. Love the prophet, the messengers. When you read Paul, you could love him. Amen. That is it. We have not met Paul, but when you read him, you love him. When you read Brother Bram, love him.
Right.
Then also love what God is doing now.
Amen.
And that confirms your love for Christ.
Amen.
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 That is the word. That is the Spirit of God in the word confirming it.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for waiting. And God is going to give you a reward. Let's bow our heads in prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for this word that you've sent to us this hour. That confusion may be thrown off from our minds. Lord, sincerely I pray for those that are needing genuine answers and they are just wondering how to get this thing straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mighty Jehovah, may your faithful hand reach out by revealing yourself to your people.
Amen.
Even by the word that you are speaking to your servants in this last day.
Amen.
I pray, Father, grant help that those who are in the junction will get a light of direction.
Amen.
Bless your children tonight. They have spent this whole day waiting and hearing from the Lord, hearing from thy table, eating and sharing. I pray, Lord,
Amen.
That as many that are troubled in the bodies, oh Father, may there be healing.
Amen.
Those that are troubled in the mind, may there be healing.
Amen.
I pray for our sister Angelina there, Lord, who was sharing with me her experience. There is nothing too hard for you to do.
Amen.
Lord, I release healing virtues upon her.
Hallelujah.
And let there be peace in our hearts.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord perfect the work he has started in you already.
Hallelujah.
And seeing that
yes.
God is settling in your heart.
Yes.
That you will stay and be focused in truth. That you not move to and fro.
Hallelujah.
The grace of God will
yes.
be with you. I pray for as many, O Lord, that have not taken, have not made decisions. And their hearts are wandering. Oh, mighty Father, I pray for help. May you come down and settle in their hearts, Lord, that they should trust the word of God.
Amen.
They should trust the word that they have for to this day.
Amen.
I pray, Father, for as many preachers out there that are leading the sheep and they don't know where they are going.
Amen.
Lord, help them to humble themselves.
Amen.
Oh, mighty Father, I pray that mercy will be the portion of your people.
Amen.
Bless us, oh Lord. And cause us to find another time this week that we're going to spend, Lord. Every meeting and fellowshiping that we're going to have, may your hand be there with us. May you bless and give us direction. May we do nothing of ourselves. Lord, I pray for all the young brothers and young sisters here. I encourage them in the Lord that they will stand strong for you. And they will not allow the wind of this world, of this generation to blow them. But they will influence their generation. I pray for the older ones. Father, strengthen feeble knees. Father, strengthen their bodies, their health, that they continue to stand strong and encourage these young ones also. May the name of the Lord be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Bless, O Lord, all that you have given to us to offer to you. Father, may your blessings, O Lord, be upon us in our field, in our homes. May it be translated to us in different ways.
Amen.
Thank you, Most High God.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
Amen. Amen.